talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. I want to say one thing from the start. Yesterday, the phones were down. No callers. A lot of you tried to call in. You couldn't call in because there was a phone glitch here at the station that was not discovered till after the show. So we went 2 hours, first time in my career, with no calls. And it turned out the phones were down. They're fixed now. They're starting to light up. I will get to you in order. I'm first going to hit our first topic and then get to the phones. 844-967-2789. A lot of political news. I'm going to start in Virginia. I'm going to start in Virginia, where I was stationed in Little Creek, Virginia, for almost 3 years on a ship. It's the amphibious base down there. And five Navy bases in the Norfolk area, Norfolk, Virginia Beach, that area, Little Creek. Five bases, great area. Very happy time in my life, even though I was deployed a lot. But here's the deal. Here's the deal. Terry McAuliffe was running against Glenn Youngkin. Terry McAuliffe is a Democrat. He was the governor of Virginia 4 years ago, and then he didn't run again. Why didn't he run again? Because Virginia has the toughest limitation in the country, one term. You can only serve one term sequentially as governor. Then you can't run the next time. Then you can run the following time. The guy who succeeded Terry McAuliffe was also a Democrat. And of course, now his term's coming to an end and he can't run again for 4 years. Terry ran. He was the strongest candidate. He was ahead in the polls by almost double digits at some of the point against Glenn Youngkin, who's the co-director of a venture capital fund, Vulture Investors, they call them. Vultures swoop around looking for a dying animal in the road, and then they pick the meat off it. And that's exactly what Glenn Youngkin has been doing for a long time, Vulture Investor. In any event, the Vulture won. He beat Terry McAuliffe. The latest results, 50.7 to 48.6, okay? So that's about 2.1%. First of all, let me put this in perspective. 50.7 is not a landslide. It's 0.7% above 50-50. Second, here's a couple of other things, and then I'm going to get to the impact on the Democratic Party and the country going forward. The things that you should know is for the last 50 years, back to the early 70s, every governor that's been elected has been the opposite party of the president who won the last election. So when Reagan won, George H.W. Bush won, George W. Bush won, all these people won. The very next Virginia election, a Democrat won. And when a Democrat won, Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, and so forth, a Republican won. The Virginia governor is up for election the year after the presidential election. People like split government. This is not a surprise. Frankly, it was so close. It really was close. All the time that they were saying, well, you know, McAuliffe's going to sweep this thing. That's a lot of baloney. This was also a change election, a change election. People are tired of the course we're on and they want to change. Whether or not somebody like Youngkin is the direction they want to go into, they just blindly want a change. And if you have a change election, it's probably not the best idea to nominate somebody, an old shoe, an old guy, not that old, but you know what I mean, who is already governor. That's not a change. That's going back to another term. This is a close state. It's always been a close state. People say, well, Biden won by 10%. Yes, he did. But he was running against Orange Julius there, the orange man. He was running against a guy who's peculiar as hell, Donald Trump, who also betrayed us to the Russians, was subservient to Vladimir Putin, attacked the FBI and the CIA. Hey, I got news for him. Where do you think that the FBI and the CIA guys and their families live who work in Washington, D.C.? They live in the suburbs, and many of them are in Virginia. Some are in Maryland. Many are in Virginia. And they didn't like to hear that there's a president that's betrayed us to the Ruskies. They used to be commie Ruskies. Now they're organized crime Ruskies. But they're up to their old tricks. Killing people and stealing money is basically what their old tricks are. So Youngkin comes along, the vulture investor, and what does he do? What does he do? It is a tactic that is going to be studied by every Republican in the country who's up again next year, 2022, off your elections. What he did is he played good cop, bad cop. In the rural areas, he touted Donald Trump. He was Trump light. He was Trump. Trump endorsed him. He boasted about that. And that would appear in a lot of these very small rural newspapers. Newspapers, it would appear there. And then when he went up to the D.C. area and areas that are Democratic, never mentioned Trump. He had surrogates. There was a gal who called herself Trump in heels. Trump in heels. She'd go around saying crazy Trump stuff. And he successfully, apparently, penetrated the suburban vote enough to let him win. Now, remember something, 2 points, 50.7 to 48.6, not a landslide. I'm frankly surprised he didn't win by a little more, given all the abuse that's being heaped on poor Joe Biden, who's a great guy and a great president. But he would say stuff like this in the Democratic areas, and he's still saying it now. Well, I'm going to cut taxes. Okay, everybody likes that. I'm going to invest in education. Those are Democratic words, invest in education. He's not investing anything. He's using tax money to subsidize education. And he should. And he should. The idiot, but he's a Republican. He's not going to do any of that. And he's going to invest, he says, in law enforcement. Hey, I got news for you. People come out because we have the squad, the left-wing nuts in our party, who say defund the police, okay? The fact of the matter is the Democrats proposed spending $500 million more for the police, and the Republicans opposed it. The Republicans support defunding the police, and they were able to flip that because we have a bunch of high-profile idiots who went around saying stupid things. Police officers should get higher salaries, better training, weed out the sadists, weed out the people who strangle people, shoot them in the back, that sort of thing, weed them out. But that got turned against us. So when people say to me, Joe Biden won by 10. Yeah, he won by 10. He was running against a Russian spy named Donald Trump. This was a different election. All right, we're going to go to the lines, start packing people in. First up is Dan from Virginia. Well, okay, Dan, you're from Virginia. You must know something about Virginia. What's going on out in Virginia?
Well, Matt, I'll tell you, it was a little bit of a shock yesterday. I mean, you're right. Biden won by 10, McAuliffe lost by 2. That's a 12-point swing in just 1 year. But, you know, I really think what this has to be a lesson for the Democrats that you can't just say Orange Julius bad and expect to win. You know, just the other day, like over the weekend, I got a little flyer in the mail, a little piece of political mail. It said Donald Trump endorses Glenn Youngkin. And it's just all these quotes from Trump praising Youngkin and Youngkin praising Trump. And I'm thinking, okay, the Youngkin campaign doesn't know how to do mail targeting because I'm a Democrat. They shouldn't have sent that to me. But I look at the from line, and it's paid for and authorized by the Democratic Party of Virginia. And I'm thinking to myself, this is a terrible piece of political mail. You know, I don't know why they're sending this to me. And if you put that in the hands, and you send that to Republicans, and it's going to encourage them to vote for Glenn Youngkin. And in fact, we saw that last night. So, you know, it shows to me that the Democrats actually need to focus on running for something and saying, you know, we're going to do this, we're going to spend more on education, we're going to help get people, you know, better paying jobs, we're going to work on the minimum wage, we're going to give you health care, instead of just saying orange man bad. Because if we go with orange man bad in 2022 and 2024, we're going to get our clocks cleaned. And that's my position on that.
Dan, that is that's a profound statement. It's also good to get somebody on the ground out there who got this crazy mailing. Yeah, we made mistakes. That is obviously a mistake. Another mistake was McAuliffe got flustered at the end and he said something dumb about, well, you know, a parent shouldn't control what their kids are taught. That's not the way to put it. I mean, you know, if you have right-wing parents, you're right. We don't want them to call in the school boards, but you got to be careful. Dan, thanks a lot. That was great insight from Virginia. We got to go to a break. The lines are alive. Do not hang up. I will get back to you in order. Right now, the lines are alive. Go to a break, 844-967-2789. A lot more on this after the break.
Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time. Run on.